Meeting the Three Challenges of Aging. Aging involves changes in body and mind that require physical changes in your home to match. Generally speaking, these include reduced strength, reduced mobility, and reduced cognitive function. Addressing these inevitable changes is what's behind each and every one of the Aging Well at Home enhancements. And if you look at the situation in the wider world, there is a tremendous need. By the year 2030, one in five people in developed countries around the world will be over 65. And of the millions of housing units in use, only about 10% have even the most basic of accommodations for extended seniors living. More than a quarter of all seniors living in their own home live alone. A word about attitude. I've been around long enough to have noticed that people rarely stay the same as they age. They either get better, personality-wise, or they get worse. It seems to come down to the habits created and nurtured over a lifetime. Why mention this in the context of a course about aging at home? Because your attitude and heart can have a profound effect on the quality of your senior years. The following true story is as common as it is instructive. I know an elderly woman who desperately wanted to stay in her home as long as possible, then move in with one of her grown and middle-aged children when that level of care was required. The trouble was, none of the kids could bring themselves to take on a woman, even as their mother, who complained constantly, often criticized others, was never interested in considering solutions to the problems she continually complained about, and expected the world to revolve around her in all things. Your cousins took your aunt into their home to care for her. Why won't you do the same for me? Was the question raised over and over. No one was brave enough to tell this woman that she makes life miserable for those around her. Ideally, you can make the case that grown children should always take care of their parents when that's needed, regardless of what that experience will be like. But in practice, people are not always that selfless. The bottom line is simple. If you're the kind of senior that people want to be around, then you're much more likely to have pleasant retirement years surrounded by friends and family who are happy to help you in a house made for the job. But if you've cultivated a lifetime of being difficult, selfish, and hard, or impossible to please, then you're probably about to reap what you've sown all these years. The only people who will be willing to take care of you need to be paid money to make it happen. All of us are free to make whatever life choices we want, but we're never free to choose the consequences. Even if you'll be hiring people to take care of you in your own home, it's still vital that you be kind, considerate, and pleasant. Lesson 2, coming up, may be the most important of all three courses because it's where most people lose the challenge of creating a senior-friendly home even before they get started.